Like, I like your face.
It would look better draped over my face.
Can you put my face on your face on my face? Wait. Hello and welcome to the Can Laughter Massively Multiplayer Online RPG. Being the tank is Mark.
Leroy Jenkins!
It's the one thing he knows. Going for ranged DPS is Simon.
Gentlemen, I present to you the Dick Penetrating Sword. What do you mean that's not what DPS stands for?
And getting slipped with a healing is me, Steph. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
It was going well, and then you gave me all those MMO words, and now I don't know what's
going on. I gave you
anymore.
One MMO term. It was DPS. I gave you the easiest one outside of tank.
Yeah, but I've never played any MMO, so I still don't know what it means. I haven't played any MMO because I've barely played any Ripikers. Not like proper grown-up, haven't-seen-sunlight Ripikers. I prefer my Ripikers more Zelda-like.
No, that's true. Speaking of Zelda, I got an awesome present for my birthday last week.
Was it A Link Between Worlds?
It was that, and also it was the Legend of Zelda Limited Edition 3DS.
Ah!
Ooh. And the Ocarina of Time.
Ooh!
Yeah, no, it's a gift from me to me.
They're the best kind of birthday presents.
I know, right?
Yeah. I think I know what my gift from me to me is going to be this year.
Is it Tomb Raider related?
No, it's not. It's going to be one of two things, depending on which one I buy first.
Is it going to be some modern games? I didn't mean that as an insult. I'm genuinely curious if you're actually ever going to buy some modern games.
Yeah, I am.
That's
well,
good.
There's a bit of a link there. One of them's going to be a PlayStation 3, definitely. Come on, which has more games for it?
You're not going to push out the boat.
No, because the PS4 can't play PS3 games, and there's a whole bunch of PS3 games I want to play.
Such as.
Elite Beat Agents 4. Wait, no.
Well, I can't think of them on the spot.
Well, a lot of them are getting re-released on PS4 anyway, like Last of Us, so.
Yeah, I'm thinking earlier ones like Uncharted, Borderlands.
We can get Borderlands on any console, and yes, Uncharted, yeah, okay.
Also, I want a Blu-ray player.
But PS4 does that as well. And also PS4 has crazy good indie games as well.
Also PS4 is twice the price. Just saying.
But it's shiny and new and you can be on the forefront of a new console generation for a change.
Why did you have to start working at Sony?
Yeah, I know, you scumbag.
What?
Let me get a job at Microsoft just to bring some balance to this debate.
Good luck.
I could sell them something, I'm sure.
they need all the help they can get.
Well,
I'm saying that as a video games person rather than a Sony employee. It's just
yeah,
like,
sure you are. Because your opinions aren't colored in any way, shape, or form by current employment.
No, they're not.
Mine aren't either, but I took the liberty of not saying who I work for. Who dropped something?
Mark. Who had to acknowledge the drop and therefore have to edit this out?
The base.
Yeah.
I am the drop police. Who dropped a thing?
Mark.
If anyone else wants to chime in with a real topic, feel free to.
Nope.
Steph, what did you do last week?
I was ill last week for most of the week. But I did have a birthday party in between, which was nice. And Mark came. And Becky came. And there was cake. I really don't know what you want me to do here.
We could talk about the murder mystery we did.
Well, I was going to build to it, but...
Well, you seem to lose steam after the word cake.
Well, I was thinking about lovely, lovely cake.
I mean, cake. Oh, cake. I want some cake.
Yeah, see, glorious, glorious cake.
I have some crispiness left over from Easter.
Nice.
No, we did. I'm on mango now.
All right. I'll acknowledge that in a minute. No, we did a murder mystery where it was 1950s themed, and we were all film guys, apart from me, who was the token Italian gangster.
With your sore throat, loss of voice, playing well into the role.
Yeah, it really, really helped.
And I managed to solve the case as well.
I solved it as well, but for completely different reasons.
But didn't you know the ending?
No. What would be the point of me playing if I knew the ending?
I don't know.
There's absolutely no point in me playing if I know the ending.
So who did know the ending?
No one. It was part of a boxed campaign thingy.
Oh.
I know.
So the manufacturers knew the ending?
Yes.
Someone had to. They wrote it. It wasn't just like...
I mean, it wasn't the best writing.
You know that
game
you play when you're a kid where you write a sentence and you fold down the piece of the paper and then the next person sees what you wrote and then they write a sentence and they fold down so it covers the one they just read and it just goes on and you make a story with just randomly connected sentences.
I've never played that. I played something similar. We do it with drawings. you draw something, you pass it on to the next person, and then they add something to the drawing. It was a bit of a shit game, really.
Yeah. Oh, how we used to entertain ourselves.
The lesson here is that kids are idiots.
They are.
Well, be that as it may.
No, I thought maybe if no one knew what it was, that it was like a randomly generated murder mystery.
No, I have to admit, the writing in it was kind of weak.
It was pretty bad. There was stuff like, my character was getting a divorce, which it failed to inform me in my character pack. So 20 minutes in, when Becky starts shouting and slapping me because we're getting a divorce, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It wasn't just a single like lighthearted snap at all. She properly went for it. like he had wronged her recently, went for it.
Yeah,
it was
true.
Beautiful to watch.
Yeah,
everybody wants to slap Mark.
It's true. She just had an outlet for it, a legitimate outlet, rather than just, you know, partner abuse. there was all kinds of things like my character was meant to be a director according to my character pack, but no one else seemed to acknowledge the fact that I was a director, and everyone else thought I was an actor.
That's because all we knew was that you were an actor.
But my character pack says I was a director and I've been directing films. I directed a high school thing when I was 10, and now I'm directing films in Tinseltown. And it's just like, well, nowhere in my character thing did it say I'm an actor. Yeah, everyone seemed to think I was.
So yeah, it was poor writing. But
and there was some stuff like as well, like the last clue of the game, which I got, because I think everyone gets like one clue, and I finally got my clue, and it's information that everyone else knew from like the first round, like, you know, 3 hours previously. It's like, oh, I don't see why this is important. Why have I got this now? Yeah, it was kind of messed up.
So all in all, you were disappointed and Steph shouldn't have bothered, is what you're saying.
No, it was really good fun.
Yeah.
It's just like I'm
just going to slag it off.
It's just every so often it took you out of the moment.
And yeah, because
it was just kind of irritating in that kind of way, because we're all getting into it. And then there was a point in which we were like, so what's happened?
Yeah, because wasn't there a bit about your, was it either your drug business or you fixing the casino, your character, Steph?
It was my drug business. And then it just told me to come out randomly and say to everyone, oh, by the way, my drug business is doing swimmingly. Because no one knew.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, why would I compromise my position as the guy who is leading this dinner party to offer drugs to everybody?
Maybe you've had a few drinks.
At that point, we'd all had a few drinks, let's be honest.
Yeah, and there were things like my character had a lot of tell the group, because you either had to like tell a person and find out some information or accuse them of something, or tell the group and just let them all know a random fact. And one of them was me. I produced a little black book and told everyone that I have phone numbers to a lot of movie stars and I could sell it for a lot of money. A fact that seemed to come from nowhere and also go nowhere.
Yeah.
I played the character with an outrageous British accent and I don't know if it was as good as your Italian, Steph, but...
Well, it would have been hard to, considering that I was set up for it biologically at that point, with the things that had lodged themselves in my throat.
Yeah.
So you couldn't give us a reenactment of the Italian right now?
No, I'm not even going to try.
Okay.
It's good. Think kind of Marlon Brando, Godfather-type voice.
Yeah.
And you're on the right lines.
It's fun, though.
Yeah.
Whole lot of fun. But no, I had a really, really good time. And it's a shame it had to end, but like all good things.
Yeah. And then we played Cards Against...
We ended up, a lot of us, really, 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 really drunk. Playing Cards Against Humanity, of all fucking games.
Yeah.
Because that's something to play with people.
I've gone off that a little bit now. Like, I think I've played it properly either 3 or 4 times now with a good group of people. Yeah. And the magic's lost because it's really... There are about 20 cards in the game, which are instant win cards. It's like, no matter what you play, someone puts down Auschwitz, they've won that round. And it just seems like a lot of the cards are just pointless fluff. And all the cards need to be kind of that of that shock value or just ridiculous thing like Velociraptor attack. But when you get something like the Sugarpuff monster, you just think, well, how the fuck is that going to work? Because no matter, you know, I could put that down, but then someone puts down Fingering the Queen. And it's just, you know, Fingering the Queen's going to win. I don't actually think Fingering the Queen's a card. It's just a random, disgusting thing I could think of. Shooting a rifle in the air while being balls deep in a squealing hog.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Yeah. It's just like, well, no matter what I put down, the Sugarpuff monster is not going to win against that. I don't know. I've not had a proper look through the expansions, but I hope that they have better, more balanced cards in there, because I'm tempted to not play with the main game now and just see, well, because I have the expansions, I'll see what's in there, because I've not properly looked through them, but I'm tempted not to play with the main game anymore.
Maybe just that's just the way to do it. Take the expansions and make a custom deck of the ones you think.
Yeah, I might do, actually, because it just seems it's horribly imbalanced to that game as it stands in the original pack. Because there are some really hilarious things, like rubbing Boris Johnson's belly until he falls asleep. which is great. And then you just get really random things like struggling to pronounce the names of Northern Welsh towns, which is like, okay, fair enough. It is what it is. So yeah, I've gone off Cards Against Humanity a bit now.
Fair enough. But,
yeah, and I think we should have probably stopped there when it came to games, because we didn't stand a chance trying to induct new people into the Resistance.
No, well, look.
Morning, whilst everyone were drunk and 2 or 3 people were too drunk.
Yes. Me.
Well, as long as you didn't try it with Twilight Imperium.
Oh, no.
I can't imagine that's possible to do at 1 in the morning while drunk. Although I would say it's impossible to do at midday while stone cold sober.
Yeah.
It would make about as much sense. But yeah. No, I had a really, really good time. I got some pretty kick-ass presents as well. All in all, it was a very good birthday. So.
Well, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to old.
What, 26?
Yeah. I turn that in a couple of weeks.
Of course
do. It's about the same.
Well, particularly because in a couple of weeks you won't technically be a year older, you'll just be a couple of weeks older, just with a new number.
Yeah.
Attributed.
I've always thought that, you know, age is just an approximation of a number, so it's not that big a deal. But then I realised that 26 is the age Daisy turns towards the ends of space, and I just think, fuck, I haven't achieved anything.
To be fair, neither she.
No.
Well, no.
But, well, that's one of her most redeeming and defining characteristics.
Well, she'd been to Asia and learned Kung Fu. That's got to count for something.
Well...
What have I learned? Well, I can masturbate while reading. Big fucking deal.
Watch out for those paper cuts, though.
He's doing it right now!
To be fair, just that's a Britain's Got Talent moment there.
Really?
What do you do? Just get on stage, drop trow, pull out a copy of The Great Gatsby in my left hand, pull out my Great Gatsby in my right hand, and just go to town on myself.
Yeah. To be fair, if it's the bastardized cover version where it goes, now a major motion picture, you could, you know, totally spunk off to Leonardo DiCaprio's face.
Wait.
If that's your thing.
A major motion picture of
The Great Gatsby
or of me masturbating?
Either way, there's some money in this.
Some. Most of it going out of my account.
I didn't say we'd all be rich. I'm just saying you could probably make something.
Maybe a lawsuit or 5.
Yeah.
I can't imagine there's much of a market of 90 minutes of footage of me masturbating while reading The Great Gatsby. While reading The Cat in the Hat, however, move over Inception.
He's going to put a little hat on it.
He loves green eggs and ham. I don't know.
I will not spank it in a van. I will not spank it on a plane. I will not spank it on a train.
Oh, but I will spank it in Panavision.
Now in colour.
Except the jizz.
Well, it goes all Schindler's List when you spunk.
Oh my god. Fucking came so hard I blew out my retinas.
I came so hard I turned Jewish.
Oh Jesus.
Okay, we've wandered into a conversation about my cock again.
And it's Judaism apparently, so let's move on.
Let's move the fuck on into it.
What have you guys been up to? Because I've been ill and having a birthday. What did you get up to at the weekend, Simon?
At the weekend, I did the exciting grown-up thing of tidying my flat.
Nice.
And not buying a new bed.
You'll have moved out before you get a bed.
Yeah.
No, it's fine, because there's just been a change of plan, is all. The original plan was that I would get the old three-quarter bed that my parents have. I would pay the delivery charges to get that delivered down to my flat in location redacted.
3D!
But of the quotes that I've found on any van for doing that, it's a sort of price range where you might as well just go and buy a new bed.
Yeah? Nice.
Yeah, so I'm just going to go buy a new bed at some point. But in the meantime, I'll have to continue sleeping on my single mattress on the floor like some kind of twat in a bedsit. That's just what I assume a bedsit is. It's just like a flat, except smaller, and there's a mattress but no bed base. Is that how it works?
Sorry, I was drinking coffee.
I knew I should have asked this while I was on the estate agent podcast.
Yeah. There's an estate agent podcast?
I fucking hope not.
I bet there is.
There probably is.
And I bet it's shit.
Yeah. Even if you're an estate agent.
Yeah.
Because it would basically be a talk about your work on the internet podcast, which is never good.
I know, Mark does it all the time when he's slagging off Microsoft.
He doesn't do it all the time. He just does it some of the time before we can stop him. But yeah, no bed for me yet, but I got my bedroom a lot tidier. There's like twice the floor space now. That isn't taken up by mattress. The mattress occupying floor space has remained unchanged.
Fair enough.
And I think there's still bits of broken glass on the carpet somewhere, but
wait, what?
That, it's fine.
But why?
Because when I moved in, one of the panes of double glazing on my patio door, one of the panes of it had been smashed. So that bit was just single glaze and there were bits of glass everywhere. And when I got it replaced, the guy who did it said that there were little bits of broken glass, so I should hoover them up. But I haven't got around to doing that just yet.
Just don't walk around barefoot.
I stay away from that heavier barefoot.
In general.
Better safe than stabby.
It's advice for life from the Can Laughter podcast.
Better safe than stabby.
Yep. It applies to lots of things. Running with scissors. Better safe but stabby.
Yeah, or jogging with knives.
Oh, that's a doozy. Sprinting with a hacksaw.
Pole vaulting with a power drill.
Skipping with a scimitar.
Competitive half marathon running with chainsaws.
4x100 chainsaw relay.
And he's coming onto the last leg. Oh no, there's blood everywhere.
He reached out his hand too early.
We should have seen this coming. He was so good in rehearsals. We probably should have turned the chainsaws on.
Then where would be the fun in that? Coming next on the X Extreme Sports.
I don't get that channel name, because its channel name is EX. It's like, when I'm watching Extreme Sports, why do I want to be reminded of people I've broken up with?
Maybe that's one of the sports.
It's the most extreme emotion.
What, there's like extreme breaking up? Yeah. You jump out of a plane and say, I just want to be friends.
And then she rips your parachute off.
You've fallen down. I slept with your sister!
Be even worse if you're doing a tandem parachute with her sister.
So I swear to God, he means nothing to me. Ladies, I'm just going to walk away. Oh, wait. Fall.
Or a bungee jump breakup, but you're both attached to each other. That would, and then you're just dangling there in the broken up. Yeah, that would just be really bad.
That's not bungee jumping. That's just bungee stasis.
Well, no, because at the end of the bungee jump, after you finish boinging, you kind of dangle, don't you?
I've never bungee jumped. I couldn't say.
Well, in what way are the two people attached to each other? Does this run through a central pivot to stop you just falling off the bridge?
Again, never bungee jumped. Couldn't say. The whole idea of it terrifies me.
I've never bungee jumped, but I can make an educated guess on what the cord is tied to. One part of it is tied to you, and the other part of it is tied to some big feck-off anchor on the bridge that isn't going to fall off with you. So, if you're tied to each other, is that anchor there? Has it been bypassed? Is it like a pulley system?
Or well, no, I imagine...
So you're basically just... It's basically just a double suicide with an unnecessarily non-stretched elastic rope attached to it.
Wouldn't you, like, person A be anchored to the bridge and person B be anchored to person A? Kind of like a tandem parachute jump.
That seems like a lot of work for very little gain. Why not just have two bungee cords next to each other?
I tell you the bungee jumping fail video I want to see now, courtesy of Simon's questioning, is one where they jump off the bridge and then just take the bridge with them. Instead of bouncing back up, the bridge just topples.
Yeah, that's essentially... the category is extreme dignitas. You jump out of a plane and someone gives you a lethal injection. Where's my parachute? You don't need it, you twat.
And then you inject cyanide into them. That would just be the worst.
It would. Still, you'd save on building rent. You don't need a big fancy office, you just need a plane.
Yeah. And if you pushed them all out of the plane at the same time, they'd roughly fall into the same corpse pile.
Yeah. Although, to be honest, if the plane's flying high enough, you don't really need the cyanide.
Yeah.
Then again, that's not really a dignified death, is it? Which is kind of the whole point of assisted suicide. That's basically just pay to be pushed out of a plane.
If you think of, like, would assisted suicide in a parachute jump technically be taking someone with you if they're strapped to you in a tandem jump?
Yeah, you wouldn't do it with a tandem jump.
It should be double suicide. Unless they, like, pull a cord and drop you and then they float off in a parachute.
Maybe it's like a two-stage thing. Maybe the customer is attached to the Extreme Dignitas operative who has a fully working parachute attached to them. And the operative falls for about 40% of the distance and then pulls the parachute as if to say, right, that's a taste of it. Are you sure you want to do this? And if the customer wants to do this, then the operative releases them. Holds on to the parachute himself and just floats down gently. All while updating the records on his PDA.
You know, if you jumped out of a plane and your parachute didn't release, could you just, like, dive into, like, a lake and survive?
No, the sheer force of you hitting the water at that speed would break pretty much every bone that came into contact with it.
Not even if you did, like, the arms out thing to slow your descent all the way until just before the end of the belly flop.
That'd be worse. That's basically, I'm falling really fast. I'd better belly flop.
Well, no, you'd turn into a dive just before. You wouldn't belly...
Your arms would break from the dive. I mean, have you ever, like, slapped the surface of water?
What, like recreationally, or
yeah, I imagine
been a naughty
some
boy,
point.
Or
no, I said slap, not spank.
same kind of thing.
Not really.
BDSM with lakes.
But no, the sort of
drowning.
You would hit it with such force that you would break a lot of things.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no kind of swan dive that would save you.
What if you fell onto
you would
a bouncy
die.
Castle?
You would die,
that was on
but
the
you would
lake.
Still reach. If you were jumping from a plane, you'd still reach the terminal velocity for you. Even if you tried to slow yourself down with air resist, you're still traveling fucking fast.
And see, then that's the thing. I don't know how fast human terminal velocity actually is.
Same thing that any terminal velocity is. That's why it's called terminal velocity.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is compared to, say, hello, I am Tom Daly's and I have jumped off a diving boards into a pools. Like, how fast is he going compared to how fast he'd be going if he jumped out of a plane and tried to do the same thing?
He's probably going much slower.
So what you're saying is we need to drop Tom Daly and yourself from a plane.
I don't want to be threatened. No, you're the one that wants to jump out of a plane into a lake. I'm fine on the ground, thank you.
I'm also fine on the ground. And if I do jump out of a plane with Tom Daly, I'll make sure we both have parachutes. Because I have because I have no desire to kill him or myself.
And then at the bottom, smoochy face.
Because he'd be like, oh, we had a near-death experience.
See what the moment takes us. We lived!
That's basically the perfect way to get someone to fall for you, isn't it? I mean, it's a horrible way to get someone fall for you. Didn't even plan
that. Oh, God.
Because if you've seen Speed 2, you'll know that Sandra Bullock actually breaks up with Keanu Reeves because relationships forged in stressful situations never last.
I haven't seen Speed 2. I've only seen Speed 1, and I can't remember what happens to the characters.
Speed 2 is Willem Dafoe steals a cruise liner. It's such a bad film.
I don't know. It sounds all right so far. To be honest, I want to see Inverse Speed.
Oh, you mean like Speed 3 they did in Father Ted?
Or like Speed in reverse?
I mean, like, there's a vehicle that has to stay below a certain speed or it'll explode. Unfortunately, the person driving it is a real speed freak. So Sandra Bullock has to keep him calm, keep him sedated, relaxed, so he doesn't get edgy and want to go over 50 miles an hour.
Maybe that's the plot of Fast and Furious 8.
The slow and docile.
Yeah. And like, to calm him down in the car... Like, because obviously she has some time. Like, she goes and buys him, like, a pet tortoise or something like that. And he's just like, look at him! He's so slow! And then Vin Diesel, like, bites his head off and throws it out the window. Because he's a man.
I think you're confusing Vin Diesel with Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, that might be why the Black Sabbath concert I went to was actually the premiere of Riddick.
You're way too pleased with that joke. I'm way too pleased.
I've got nothing to say for that.
Because
I reached was actually, and then was like, think of something Vin Diesel was in. Think of something Vin Diesel was in.
Triple X!
It's like, I've already used Fast and the Furious. What else has he been in?
Vin Diesel. At least he was better than Vin Unleaded.
But worse for the environment. Oh. Is that his actual name?
Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Let's see what Wikipedia says. Wikipedia's right about everything.
It's like Dave something.
Like, yeah, I was going to say like Alan Smithson.
Thick. Alan Thick is Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel, born Mark Sinclair or Mark Vincent. It's nowhere near his real name.
Well, Vincent, that's probably where the Vin comes from.
Yeah.
And then I was driving past the petrol station. Diesel! That's a good name.
I still can't believe he's like been playing D&D for like 20 years.
I can. It's hardcore.
Yeah, but it's Vin Diesel. Like,
yeah, well, he was a nerd, wasn't he?
There's hope for us all. We can all shave our heads and be buff.
Yeah. Oh, God. My legs.
Well, there's no hope for some.
I tried doing a squat. It didn't work.
No, I'm stuck. Call the help.
I need medicine. Call the doctor. Expertise.
Just send Vin Diesel around your house to train you.
Yeah, that'll end well.
You just end up playing D&D together.
Yeah.
Okay, it appears he was born Mark Vincent, but also the first film he made was called Multifacial.
Is that where he works in a beauty salon? He's got to get, he has three women coming at the same time all asking for a facial, and he's got like an hour to give them all a facial, and it's just like the most intense film ever.
And in the end he comes on all their faces.
Wasn't that kind of
way to spoil the ending?
Well, sorry, I didn't I thought you saw the twist coming.
Twist coming, because he needs a kind of corkscrew apparatus to come on them all at the same time.
Is that why the next film he made was called Triple X?
Yeah. He just turned on the wrong set one day. But he said it was called Triple X. And then, who are you going to argue? You're not going to argue with Vin Diesel. They'll punch the shit out of you.
Yeah, and then the next film to up the ante, Dodeca Cum Shot.
No, well, that might explain why he signed up for The Fast and the Furious. He's just like, oh, maybe it's about people who have erectile dysfunction.
Well,
wait. Erectile dysfunction or premature ejaculation?
Oh, yeah, the second one.
Yeah. Hey, honey, get ready for... Oh, for fuck's sake. Cut the title. The Fast and the Furious.
I love you. Like...
Honey, I'm... never mind.
Also, apparently, to my mind, premature ejaculation sounds like farting. So, Simon, I can't really play
when
dependency
you come.
Card.
Is that what you're telling us here? Because you need to see someone about that.
Basically, I need to stop fucking cans of beans.
Did I tell you about the time that I ate an entire, like...
Oh God, I thought you were going to say something else then.
5 kilo, like, tin of beans.
Five kilo tin of beans. They do 5 kilo tins of beans?
Yeah, well, because I,
I'm not doubting you ate a massive can of beans. Just 5 kilos seems like a lot.
It's like, they bought it from, like, a Costco. Cause
still, 5 kilos.
Yeah, well,
still a lot of beans.
In first year, I used to keep, like, some, like, beans and, like, spaghetti hoops and stuff in my cupboard for just, you know, when I wanted to heat up some tomato-based products.
And you decided to throw 5 kilos
into the mix? Well, no, because they, it's you know, first year pranking, so I photoshopped, because Chris, who I lived with, he was in, like, Navy training people, whatever they were called, like, youth Navy. And I photoshopped Fly Navy to become Gay Navy and stuck it on his door, and he wasn't happy about that. So then they removed all the labels from all the tin goods in my cupboard and put in some random dog food in there as well. For which I didn't really bother me because I didn't really eat them anyway, the cans of stuff. So it's like an apology. They got me 3 5-kilo tins of beans. And obviously they just kind of sat in my cupboard in first year, taking up space. But then when I moved into my second year house, obviously I got there early at the end of summer holidays to kind of get set up and get settled, because I was doing YSTV stuff early on, being station director. And there was no food in the house, really, so I just kind of ate a lot of beans and continued to eat a lot of beans. And for about a week, ate nothing but beans.
Holy Christ.
And no prizes for guessing what happened next, but I shat myself inside out.
Nice.
Yes, I, like, on the Saturday, like, after like 7 days of bean abuse, I basically spent an entire day on the toilet and emptied myself out. It was brutal.
But also liberating.
I was in a lot of pain. I couldn't sleep because I was constantly pooping. And I think I managed about 20 minutes sleep in about a day, and I fell asleep because the sink was like by the toilet, and I was kind of like sitting on the toilet, one arm on sink, head into arm, and kind of woke up with porcelain against my face. And I was just like, oh, I'm still here.
You pooped yourself unconscious.
I pooped myself. Yeah.
Wow.
It was horrendous.
That's some serious pooping.
And I think,
well, I take some metaphorical shit for spending a lot of the time on the toilet, but you pooped yourself unconscious.
I did.
I'm going to start using that stuff against you now.
One time, though, like, because of bean abuse.
One time, I've never pooped myself unconscious. Yeah, Simon, have you ever pooped yourself unconscious?
No, I have never pooped myself unconscious because I have never decided that eating a 5 kilo tin of beans was a good idea.
5 fucking kilos.
What?
That is wrong. There's nothing right about that decision.
Well, there was. I got rid of the other 2 5-kilo tins, so that was a good decision.
only after you had knocked yourself out by crapping. You self-anesthetized, yes.
I did. And it was bad. It was bad. And I just... I had to give up wiping after a while because it was just getting so painful. I just got in the shower.
What the
like,
fuck?
Oh, just sort of rehydrated your hole.
Yeah, it was like the crying game. Really, it was just naked and abused in a
pooping
shower,
pooping back and forth forever.
Wait, the crying game, except instead of gender ambiguity, it's baked beans and poop.
Yeah, pretty much.
What the hell, man?
I feel the need to sympathise by telling a slightly related story.
Come on.
It's less exciting. This was back in 2010 when we were doing all the Nasta editing.
Oh yeah.
For those of you who have never done this in a student TV station, you basically give up your entire social life and sleep in order to put together a showreel that shows off your station as best as you can because you're representing the station for the country.
Plus about another 15 videos show specific, and the showreel is everything you've done for a year.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of work, and you typically only get 2 to 3 weeks maximum to realistically edit it.
Yeah.
And one thing that does change is your diet. You end up eating a lot of takeaway.
Yes.
Because of that. And my body apparently did not like this new diet. And it got to the point where it was just... what the process of stuff going in and out was just so bad that I ended up bleeding from the rectum.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's not good. Which is why...
God, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was temporary. There's no lasting damage.
Well, good. I'd be worried if you were continually bleeding from the arsehole.
Yeah, like 4 years on, just like every now and then.
So it's like, oh, my man period is back. No. No, it was just a one-time thing. But I got some medical advice and determined it to be a lack of fiber. So the next day I went and bought a box of Weetabix minis and just chomped through them. Just ate them all. It's like, body, fiber. Take
heal
the
yourself.
Fucking fiber. Heal yourself. Med kit. Do what it takes.
Good Christ.
Yeah. However, I did not bleed myself unconscious.
Well, if you did, that'd be a lot more worrying and more medically prevalent than pooping yourself unconscious.
Yeah. I mean, pooping yourself unconscious is kind of ridiculous, but at least it's not a long-term medical cause of concern. But rectally bleeding yourself unconscious, that's something.
that's definitely something.
Because when you wake up, not only are you going to be missing a lot of blood, but you're going to do that thing where you sort of perineal air moves ever so slightly and you go, as everything's dry and chafy.
Oh.
Yeah, which is worse.
Well, you know, in the short term, probably... bean abuse, but in the long term I'd probably say bleedy, sore perineum.
Yeah, the lesson here, kids, is eat plenty of fiber and not too many beans.
Yeah, like even just a small portion of beans now makes me like crazy flatulent.
Well, it's beans, they do that.
Yeah, I know, but I'm sure it's more than is normal.
Is it, or are you just scared that you're going to have another repeat and you're going to like shit out your pancreas?
To be honest, it did feel like it shat out everything, like every internal organ. It just kind of liquefied and just, yeah, spat it out. This is getting rather descriptive now. I should probably stop.
Personally, I'm not fussed. This is poop's one of those things I'm not squeamish about.
I'm just thinking about anyone who listens to this and they're just like, oh, now we're hearing about pebble dashing. No, stop.
Oh, pebble dashing. I'm sure... Oh, I think that happened to me once. I can't remember much. I can't remember much of the event now. I can remember everything at the time to nominal levels. It wasn't like I pebble dashed so much that I...
Blacked out and lost your memory.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Your guys' asses are weird. I'm just going to come out and say it. You have weird anuses.
I have weird everything. I figure it's a subset of just general bodily weirdness.
Good.
Steph, do you have a poop story you want to contribute? Or should
I
do one in your honour?
You can do another one if you want. I have a few poop stories, but none of which I'm willing to share.
All right. Well, this is one that a friend of mine shared with me. Because
so a secondhand poop story then.
Secondhand poop story. I'm going to keep him anonymous just because yeah, I'm a decent guy.
But
like
his
that.
Name rhymes with
Blyman
Blaris.
But his name rhymes with Blony Tear. And I quote. So yeah, I had like a kilogram of grapes, and they weren't that nice to eat. Tough skin. So I mushed them up, put them in a sieve, and now I have the shits. Go me.
Okay. I think she's going to go like, and now I have wine.
No. They didn't get a chance to ferment. Oh, they did, but they fermented internally. And that was bad news. Basically, bodies don't seem to deal with lots of quantities of one thing.
Well, that's probably because you're denying it from the quantities of other things it needs to run. So if you only eat grapes, I'm sure your body would be like, no, I will now punish you rectally.
I didn't know your body was Boris Johnson.
Well, I didn't have the poops.
Oh, God, I'm just picturing him saying that now. Picture it, it's glorious.
God, you don't have to pay a congestion charge.
Fuck. Oh my God. You guys. Unfortunately, it's time to restart our servers and apply a mandatory update. Ganking noobs, this has been Mark.
What do you mean I'm doing it wrong? What? Ganking noobs? I thought you said gawking at boobs.
Camping a rest point has been Simon.
No, it's No, I can't find the console command to spawn a campfire. I'm cold.
And going AFK and causing a TPK is me, Steph. Thanks and good night. Oh, and if you want to give us some excellent five-star feedback on iTunes, please do. Bye.
I could talk about my record-breaking shop if you want. It's not particularly interesting.
Or record-breaking, I imagine.
I don't know. It's pretty good.
Thank well, considering you haven't been contacted by Guinness, I don't imagine it's been record-breaking.
That's because I didn't tell them yet.
I don't know, Steph. This could be a counting horse moment.
All right, let's go for it.
Because Becky's been busy with a lot of work, I had to do the weekly shop by myself. And, you know, shopping like takes like an hour. Like, when you wander around and like, oh, should we buy this? Oh, look, the Weetabix is on offer, that kind of stuff. I managed to do a weekly shop in 11 minutes. That's man shopping at its finest. No distractions, straight to everything that we needed. Bam, sorted. It took me longer to drive there and back than it did to actually do the shopping. In fact, it took me longer, almost as long in the queue for the checkout and checking out than it did to do the shopping.
I'm torn. On the one hand, that's quite an impressive time that I know I could never achieve. But on the other hand, I don't give a shit.